From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The FBI is officially investigating Wednesday's massacre in California as an act of terrorism. The assistant chief of the FBI's Los Angeles office, David Bowditch, said Friday that a number of pieces of evidence, including crushed cell phones found near the massacre, have turned up to make it a terrorist act.
We have retained those cell phones, and we do continue to exploit data from those cell phones. We do hope that the digital fingerprints that were left by these two individuals will take us towards their motivation.
Here in Washington, FBI Director James Comey said that investigators are working diligently to understand the electronic record of the two attackers.
There is much about this that doesn't make sense to even those of us who do this for a living. That is the reason we have hundreds of people running down leads all over the world on this and spending tremendous amounts of time as we sit here trying to understand the electronic record around these two killers.
David Chesley is an attorney for the family of one of the killers, Saeed Rizwan Farooq. He criticized the FBI's characterization as premature, saying that he has not seen solid evidence that either Farooq or his wife were connected to international terrorism.
And all there is thus far is some nebulous thing that somebody looked at something on Facebook. I mean, any one of us may have looked at something on Facebook. It doesn't mean we believe in it.
Farooq and his wife Tashfeen Malik, a Pakistani native, killed 14 people and wounded 21 others at a Christmas party held Wednesday in San Bernardino, California. The couple was later killed in a gun battle with police. This is VOA News. Turkish troops have entered Iraq for what U.S. officials say appears to be training exercises with Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State. The Turkish troops crossed the border about 30 kilometers from Islamic State-held city of Mosul. A Turkish official told the Reuters news agency the troops were in the Mosul-Bashika region for routine training exercises. U.S. officials confirmed the move late Friday, saying that one Turkish battalion had positioned itself on the Iraqi side of the border. Turkish media reported the deployment was part of a regular turnover. The new Turkish troops are replacing special forces that had previously been training anti-Islamic State forces in the area. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday that it might be possible for Syrian rebels and government forces to fight Islamic State without Syrian President Bashar al-Assad leaving power. Speaking in Athens, Kerry said that all sides in the Syrian civil war will only cooperate in fighting to suppress the Islamic State if they are confident that a mutually acceptable solution about the Syrian leader's future is in sight.
But it would be exceedingly difficult to cooperate without some indication or confidence on the part of those who have been fighting him that, in fact, there is a resolution or a solution in sight.
A senior State Department official said that Kerry's comments do not represent a shift in U.S. policy. Germany's parliament voted overwhelmingly to send military aid to fight Islamic State militants in Syria. Germany will send Tornado reconnaissance jets, a frigate, refueling aircraft, and up to 1,200 military personnel to join the coalition against Islamic State. However, German pilots will not fly sorties against Islamic State targets. French President François Hollande had asked the international community to escalate the fight against Islamic State after the group claimed responsibility for last month's attack that left 130 people dead in Paris. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries decided not to cut the oil production at a contentious meeting in Vienna Friday. The decision comes at a time when a surplus of oil on global markets has driven the price of crude down from $100 a barrel to around $40 a barrel. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 211,000 jobs in November, and the unemployment rate held steady at 5%. The job gains are stronger than many economists expected and support the case for the U.S. Central Bank to raise a key interest rate later this month. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.